And Hillary Clinton is holding what's being billed as a major foreign policy speech today in San Diego, where she's expected to unleash an attack on Donald Trump. The former Secretary of State has already cast Trump as unqualified to be commander-in-chief, and her supporters are doing so as well. Here's an ad being run by CorrectTheRecord.org, a super PAC backing Clinton.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
There are millions of peace-loving Muslims living, working, raising families, and paying taxes in this country.
Correct. Would you allow U.S. interrogators to waterboard terrorist prisoners in order to extract information?
Absolutely.
Trump responded to Clinton's anticipated speech even before she's giving it. He spoke at a rally in Sacramento last night.
She lies. She made a speech, and she's making another one tomorrow. And they sent me a copy of the speech. And it was such lies about my foreign policy that they said, I want Japan to nuke. I want Japan to get nuclear weapons. Give me a break.
Mara Liasson is national political correspondent for NPR. She's watching all of this from Washington. Mara, I don't know if you know this, but did they really send the speech to the Trump campaign? And what is her goal with all of this?
Well, first of all, in terms of Trump's response, I don't think he got the full speech, but they have been sending out press releases about the speech. But what was interesting about what he just said, they said, I want Japan to nuke. They want Japan to get nuclear weapons. Give me a break. Actually, he did say that. And something really interesting happened on CNN earlier today. When they were discussing this speech, as we are now, they ran a chyron at the bottom of the screen. Trump, colon, I never said Japan should have nukes, in parentheses. He did.
Yeah.
In other words, they fact-checked him. And up until now, Donald Trump has completely overwhelmed the fact checkers in every media organization because there's just so much to correct. But CNN figured out a good shorthand way of doing it. So, in fact, he did say he wanted Japan to have nuclear weapons. But to get to your other question, Hillary Clinton is building a case brick by brick against Donald Trump. Sometimes it seems like she's throwing spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. But first it was his comments about women and Hispanics and Trump University being a scam. Now, today, it's foreign policy and whether he's a credible commander-in-chief.
Well, but Mara, I do want to go back to the Japan thing because the AP is now reporting that, too. Trump has said in the past that it might be okay with Japan one day obtaining nuclear weapons. He has said that. That goes to maybe the toughest question. No matter what she says, does it matter? Because he does say things out of both sides of his mouth.
He says things that contradict each other many times, sometimes in the course of one day. It does matter. It's not the most important thing, issue, foreign policy, in an election, but it's a threshold qualification to be the president is to be commander-in-chief. So it does matter. Also, we're now in a different kind of race. We're in a binary race, Clinton versus Trump. Granted, neither of them have clinched their nominations yet or have become the official nominees, but now you're seeing a much, much harsher spotlight on Donald Trump and what he says, particularly about foreign policy, so it does matter.
Yeah, I was going to add, with apologies to Bernie Sanders supporters who still thinks that he has a chance, but, he, you know, mathematically perhaps not, but California looms. So is there something on foreign policy she needs to say directed at him or no?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Foreign policy is not a big issue in the Democratic primary, much more important in the general election. She's still campaigning hard in California. She's there today. But her differences with Bernie Sanders, even though he often brings up her vote for the Iraq war, are much more about domestic policy and about attitudes towards Wall Street, et cetera.
And what about foreign policy in general mattering to voters? Do we have some research on that?
I think foreign policy doesn't matter to voters as a top issue. The economy and jobs in every poll we look at is the number one issue. But it is a threshold question. They want to make sure that if somebody is going to have the nuclear codes, have their finger on the button, that they have the temperament to be president. That is the argument that Hillary Clinton is making. Trump is too erratic. He's too inconsistent. He's too volatile. He's just not going to be a steady hand in a dangerous world.
And so just briefly, in the minute we have, Mara, just tick off what we might hear. I mean, we've talked obviously about Muslims entering the U.S., but what else might we
You're going to hear Hillary Clinton talk about the fact that Trump once said NATO was obsolete. She'll repeat his calls to ban Muslims. She'll talk about his comments about Japan and South Korea having nuclear weapons. And also, she'll say that he's not true to United States values, that he constantly trash talks America. And she's going to paint him as someone who is unqualified, or as her campaign aides say, disqualified to be commander-in-chief and to keep America safe.
You might be hearing some of the words she's used on the campaign trail, loose cannon, dangerous. Let's see. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you so much.
Thank you.